Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Over the course of 16 days in January, San Antonio will be encouraged to ponder the question, what makes us human? Organizations in the community will host symposiums, panel discussions, performances, and other gatherings between January 11th and the 26th as part of Dream Week, a summit of events that fosters the exchange of ideas on universal issues in order to advance Dr. Martin Luther King's Jr.'s teachings. So what does Dream Week mean to you? How else do you think we should be celebrating and amplifying the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., especially right now in this very strange time that we're living in? We encourage you to call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980, as we talk about Dream Week, which is right up on top of us. With us to talk about that, we're joined by Shakara Nakopodia. He is the founder of Dream Week San Antonio, and Elizabeth Ciarfio. She is the co-founder of BRIC at the Blue Star Complex. And so, Shakara, can you talk about Dream Week? What is Dream Week?
Well, Dream Week is a summit that we created to address issues of tolerance, diversity, and equality. Provide an environment for civil and civic engagement. And it came about because we, as a city that had one of the largest marches in the nation, San Antonio, here, MLK Marches in the Nation, we felt that maybe we could reach a lot of people who couldn't be bothered to wake up on a Monday morning but had their hearts in the right place. And the first year we had this, you know, we had about 30, 40 events. And no one said no, and that was a surprise to us and a shock. So there was this taste to just maybe present. It appeared that we discovered a pool of people who felt marginalized and never really had an opportunity to present or even celebrate what it was that made them human, for example, in the case this year. So we reached out to a lot of organizations and say, look, as long as, you know, there's no hate speech and everyone is welcome, please offer a presentation and during this period of time. And we started up being 1 week, and then, you know, we just had too many events. Last year we had 230 events and we felt it was a little excessive for a sixth year, but we have 170 now. And so we want to create an environment where people can actually come to at the very onset, beginning of the year, and say, look, this is where we would celebrate our progress so far, because we never do enough of that, but also create an environment where we can listen to each other and maybe advance certain kind of arguments so that we don't have the across-the-fence insults that's going on right now.
And Elizabeth, the owner of BRIC at Blue Star, talk about your role in providing safe spaces for people to exchange ideas.
Well, excuse me. Dream Week came to us a year after we had formed and asked to give the space for social justice and community and artists, and it fit exactly into our model, because our model is fostering artists, it's fostering the disengaged or the unengaged, and it's a space, it's a free space where people can come together, hopefully safely, and create their magic, create what they need to do to ensure their career in the arts or career in social justice programs or the community, you name it. That's basically what we're there for. Now, we're a for-profit company, so oftentimes creating these events or creating the space for these events is a hardship, but we make it through. We figure it out, and we are about the fostering of the human experience as it stands on the same four pillars: is art, community, social justice, freedom, and equality for all. Oh, that's more than four, but basically it's a natural fit. It's a perfect fit with Dream Week and what show started 7 years ago. And we would at BRIC, we would like to continue to have these conversations beyond Dream Week, and to have Dream Week be the leading off of the for the year, the main event, and the main issues that are going on. And BRIC will continue throughout the year to host events on social justice, art, and culture that relate to the tough topics, that relate to the conversations that are very difficult right now and stressed, and people are stressed, and we're going to try to help that along.
And so, Shikari, with Dream Week, and you have so many events on the calendar, there's something for everyone at these events. How do you make sure that at these events varied, that people come to the table saying, we're going to have this experience, and we're going to always keep in mind the teachings of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that he is present in every room?
So the challenge is basically saying, trying to identify who the young MLKs are now. What would MLK look like if you were, you know, a 20-year-old man in or woman in the year 2019?
Or anywhere on the gender spectrum.
Exactly. Well, you know, yes, of course. So we basically, what would that individual look like, and what would that? The way we're set up now, we believe that it's very difficult to unearth or allow that kind of individual express themselves if we do not go out and be very open about and provide a very safe and open and environment for that kind of genius to express themselves. So having BRIC as a hosting partner, for example, is crucial, because then you might have a 15-year-old African-American young male who might have felt intimidated in some fashion, or also leaving the community, the opportunity to venture to that space and express themselves or even learn something. So part of this as well is introducing the city to itself and just saying, hey, you know what, you can venture, you can go out to different places. You don't necessarily even have to agree with what you, but just listen and learn, and maybe even offer your own opinions in that space. So a lot of it is to do with venturing and allowing oneself the freedom to engage with things that one might feel uncomfortable with.
Okay, so with that idea, listening to people who have ideas that may be challenging you,
yes.
Not hate speech.
Definitely not.
Inclusion speech.
Yes.
But there is a controversy with one of the events that is in Dream Week, and that is featuring Rachel Dolezal?
No, Dolezal.
Dolezal. Dolezal. Okay, so she has been known as this woman here who described herself as transracial. She was coming to San Antonio for a screening of the documentary, the Racial Division.
Divide.
Divide. And yes. That's on January 20th at Alamo Draft House, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Is she still coming? Because there were some people who were like protesting her coming.
Yes, and we met with some of the protesters yesterday. I certainly met with them and, you know, listened to them. And of course, you know, you don't want any portion of your community grieved by introduction of a programming at all. So it was very, very important to listen to them. Our take was essentially that no one was supporting Rachel's view, and that all of that happened 4 or 5 years ago and it was dealt with, and there's enough evidence out there that she lied, deceived folks, and is paying for it, and rightly so. So there's a documentary about the impact of that lie around those close to her. She has biracial children and an adopted brother, African-American background. And it's compelling kind of watching the interaction between those children and the mother. So we thought, you know, we reached out to Netflix and said, can we show this? There are people who don't have access to Netflix here. Can we just show this? And this is the aftermath. And some genius in our office said, why don't we just reach out to Rachel and see if she could come over? And field some questions based on that documentary. And so this wasn't any our presentation wasn't in any way, shape, or form to go back and rehash what happened that we felt was already decided.
So and, is she still coming?
We think if it's going to cause grief to people in the community and to any one section, we will have to reconsider that because that's not what, but we haven't made that final decision yet.
Well, I mean, there are conversations to be had. I mean, and sometimes conversations get uncomfortable. So Elizabeth at the Brick, at the Blue Star Art Complex, that's what art does. It's not always supposed to be warm fuzzy.
No, it's not. It's supposed to be provocative and tell a story or create a story. And Brick, we're primarily there for experimental work for artists and musicians and chefs and you name it. We're there as an incubator program to help them start or launch their careers, and they can experiment with anything.
We have a caller, Philip, and we get clip. Hey, Philip, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I belong to a fraternity, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, and we're conducting a community forum called Stop the Hate, Bridging the Gap Between Our Differences.
Thank you.
It's going to be super. It's going to be Thursday, January 17th from 5:30 to 8 at University of Incarnate Word Student Engagement Center. And we're inviting folks to attend that event and come and express their views about, of course, stopping the hate.
Philip, thank you so much for coming together. So is Dream Week an opportunity for people to come together to stand up against so much of the toxic venom that's going through our society right now? Take a stand for peace and love, like Dr. Martin Luther King would say.
Most definitely. I think we think that we do not do enough to celebrate our progress, though. We don't identify people who have done so much to actually advance that that dream. We don't do enough of that, but that's one half of it. The other half is basically saying, you know, we can talk about, we can have the issues of, you know, talk about subjects like abortion or gun control. And if we don't create a forum that is very safe for people to have really, really, really deep arguments and debate, we lose a portion of what MLK also stood for, which is basically, and we believe that if you allow everyone to speak, the truest voice would always triumph.
And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was also fighting for economic opportunity, economic freedom,
yes.
Lots of things on the schedule to help people discover, you know, those type of opportunities as well.
Yes, yes. And we actually have, ironically, we actually have Dr. Sunita, who is going to be part of the program this year. And the entire 3 or 4 hour program is about brain revamping as well. And she's she has a business called the Brain Coach. And so we have those kind of events that happen here. And people know who she is.
Wide and varied events all under the Dream Week banner. And we have a link to that on our website. You can find events you can go to. Make it a resolution to make sure that you get out of the house and go to some Dream Week events, find some like-minded people, engage in conversation, talk about the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King, that everyone will be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the quality of their character. I want to thank both of our guests here today. Shikari, thank you so much. Nukavia, for the as a founder, and Elizabeth C. Arfeo, who's the Brick owner, and thank you for sponsors. This
thank
is
you,
The
David.
Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning us in.